Olds. The Canadian government's goal to have farmers reduce fertilizer emissions by 30% by 2030 is laudable, but potentially impossible to achieve, speakers at Olds College's Ag Smart Agriculture and Technology Exposition said. Joy Agnew, Olds College's Vice President of Research, and Josh Barassa of the Simpson Center for Agricultural and Food Policy, gave that assessment during an Ag Smart session August 1. Agnew said many questions linger about how various figures are being calculated to come up with the 30% by 2030 goal. Ag emissions are incredibly complex and highly variable, so what is the starting point? And what are we calculating? She asked. At the same time, the population of the world continues to expand, challenging farmers to be ever more productive on the same amount of land. The gut punch, according to Agnew, is that Canadian farmers have been leading the way in global nitrogen deficiency practices. Yet, she said, there has been little to no recognition of that fact. Using the right source of nutrients at the right rate, using the right timing and placement of those nutrients to minimize all the nitrogen dynamics that happen in the soil and the plant-soil environment that then results in into emissions. In Canada, many farmers are already leading the way in adopting these practices, she said. Agnew said farmers know best how to improve conditions on their land, but in the end, they won't make the changes advocated unless those changes will demonstrably improve their farm and its profitability. She and Barassa said incentives will be needed, but will they be enough to reach the government's goal by 2030? Agnew cited the adoption of zero tillage, planting directly into the soil in one pass instead of turning the soil over, planting the seed and covering it up in several passes, as an example. She said it took 30 years for about 80% of farmers to adopt that practice. She thus questioned how government officials can expect producers to reach the 30% reduction in fertilizer emissions by 2030, just 7 years away. How are we going to accelerate the adoption of these practices? Because waiting for the natural adoption cycle to happen is not going to get us there, Agnew said. Barassa agreed. In many ways, to be honest, I don't see this as being realistic, especially given the 6 more growing seasons to get there, Barassa said. Fortunately, Agnew said, more sustainable practices can make farms more profitable too, because for example, more efficient fertilizer use cuts costs, and fertilizer use is one of the biggest expenses on the farm. Agnew said the negative chatter from some people that farms are killing the planet needs to stop, and farmers and consumers need to work together to build the trust needed to make change happen. Barassa said some private companies are already looking at creating products to help farmers achieve the federal government's goal. He cited a company in Calgary that is working on creating an enhanced efficiency fertilizer. The crowd was told research is showing some potential for pretty large reductions in emissions. Barassa was asked how elastic he thought the consumer would be when it came to paying more so farmers obtain the money they need to cut greenhouse gas emissions. Barassa said that's a question researchers have asked in general but want to study further. It does come down to that, Agnew said. What are consumers willing to bear? She noted that right now, the cost of food is already a huge issue, due to soaring grocery bills.